Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That would be what I would try to do. Like if I was in charge of Major League Baseball and I was Rob Manfred, I would go to the different gambling partners and be like, get these out immediately, and then we'll talk.
So I think I understand why you would do it. I think the leagues in the end, and listen, they deserve the criticism because they're the ones that okayed this. That none of the pro sports leagues needed to okay accepting gambling money and partnerships. All of them did unanimously. I do think, like, whether it's like the Class A and Ortiz thing, which I'm incredibly impatient about, or whether it's the Rozier thing or the Malik Beasley thing, like, I've heard the criticism that, you know, Rozier was cleared, so Rozier would have played. Malik Beasley still hasn't been cleared to play. And people get frustrated on behalf of the players, which I understand, but that I do think is where the league on some level is between a rock and a hard place, because they can't dictate. They can suggest, but they can't dictate what the gambling companies do. And you kind of have to hold these guys out until they're 100% cleared, because what choice do you have?
Well, and I should be clear. You said prop bets. What I meant was micro bets.
Okay.
I meant micro bets. Like, you're never going to get rid of prop bets. Prop bets being the idea that you could bet on, Drake May over 200 yards throwing. Like, that's never going to go away. But what you can get rid of is Class A's first pitch to open up the second inning. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the concession has to come in. The micro bets, the very tiny, the very, like, the third pitch of the third batter in the fourth inning, that type of stuff. And I think the gambling properties would be accepting of almost that concession of, like, we don't make that much on it. This is causing a big headache. It's ruining the trust of the league in general. And if you ruin the trust of the league, then you got nothing to begin with anyway.
Now, speaking of concessions, we talked a fair amount yesterday about Kevin Stefanski's comments that Shador Sanders was not getting first team reps right now. And it's interesting how this, like every other conversation, has blown up and taken on a life of its own. You were kind of like, okay, this makes sense. My thing was, I think the Browns are treating a very untraditional, non-traditional situation with two rookie quarterbacks you're trying to get ready at the same time in a traditional way. And I think that bears examination. So I think it's been interesting to watch some fans get frustrated that Shador isn't getting first-team reps, and others are getting, you know, frustrated that it's even a conversation, which makes it even more interesting. When Tommy Rees, the Browns offensive coordinator, came out today and had an interesting perspective on Shador's lack of first-team reps.
Yeah, I think part of it's starting a rookie who you want to have those experiences as well. So, you know, Kevin obviously makes those decisions, and we talk through a lot of those, and, you know, there'll be opportunities moving forward, I'm sure. But, yeah, we'll evaluate that as it comes. You know, I think you want to, as a young quarterback, you want to put guys in really positive situations where they can build confidence and continue to look for those opportunities. But Shador's working hard, doing what we're asking him, and he knows he needs to be ready at a moment's notice.
So the big thing that everybody heard was there will be opportunities for Shador moving forward, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you make much out of that line?
Like, if I'm Dylan, am I just counting down until they start to give opportunities to Shador, and then that shows a lack of belief in me?
I think that's the concern. I'm happy they said this. I think that might satiate some of the frustration from people. But I was thinking about this yesterday after we came off air. If I'm Dylan, getting first team reps, am I going to get paranoid and it's going to start becoming a problem impacting my on the field play?
All I can think about. And listen, you might just say, oh, well, Dylan's going to be mentally stronger than that or whatever. But I just imagine somebody just warming up in the bullpen of where you work, you know, and you see them get more and more opportunities. You see them get more and more chances. You're gonna be like, wait a second, what is going on over here? And with Dylan, if they're telling you that's like the first sign, oh, I mean, imagine playing a bad game against the Patriots and then coming back and Shador is getting 20% of your reps.
Mm-hmm.
You think the writing's on the wall? It would ramp up the pressure, I would imagine.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, every one of these things that you're gonna do are a test of both guys. So, like, even not permitting Shador first team reps. If Shador thinks about it the right way, they're telling you not right now. Okay. So there might be a day where that comes to fruition. I think the only downside is what you're talking about with Dylan. Because as much as we can say, well, listen, if he wigs out about this or if it impacts his confidence, that's probably a statement on maybe him and his worthiness of or readiness to be the starting quarterback of a team. And that's a fair rebuttal. I then also look and go, hey, he's also a human.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Now, did any part of you read into that, into the idea that it's like, well, maybe they already have this big grandiose plan and they're just trying to, you know how like you chart out the first 15 plays and then that's what they run, almost as if they chart it out for themselves. This is our plan for each quarterback and we'll get to a spot where Shador, this is where week 10, we're going to give him 5% of the reps. And then week 11, we're going to give him 8% of the reps. And it kind of felt like he knew something was coming and it was on this timeline that they created, which, by the way, would bother me if you think that's true.
So, okay, on one hand, should they have a plan? Yes, absolutely. It should probably not be written in concrete. It probably shouldn't be written in ink.
I think that'd be the part that would bother me, if it's written in concrete, if it's written in Sharpie, where you're like, wait, things can change.
But here's the thing. I don't know they had a plan when it was like, we just traded Kenny Pickett. And then 4 weeks later, it was, we just traded Joe Flacco. That feels a little bit more like flying by the seat of your pants, mm-hmm. unless we have concepts of a plan.
Well, how can Tommy Rees then guarantee that Shador is going to get more opportunities and Shador is going to get this and he's going to get that? Unless it's all just lip service, which it might be. At this point, it might be. He might just throw that out there because he thinks it shuts people up and then you keep things moving.
Or I think he's just being logical. You went to your backup quarterback 5 weeks in and, he hasn't played outstanding. You've got another quarterback that the organization's invested in on different levels. But, like, I think Tommy's probably just speaking in generalities of like, I feel like the second you traded Joe, knowing how quarterbacks get beat up, knowing you don't have a good line, like, I think it's just reasonable at this point that you'd be like, I don't know if it's going to be week 14, week 18, or 2 weeks from now, but I can guarantee you Shador's going to see the field.
Isn't that odd, though, when you already have a starting quarterback that you're trying to put a lot of faith and belief in?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Because logically, I would say non-traditional.
For me and you,
I really like non-traditional.
For me and you, it makes a lot of sense to come out and be like, "Yeah, Shador's going to see the field. Dylan's not going to be the long-term quarterback. Looks like a backup quarterback. Looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. All these other things. You can't have the offensive coordinator speaking that way."
No, I think you can. I think the way you keep everyone engaged, I think the way you keep everyone pointing in the right direction, is by being as honest as you possibly can be. And that's not telling Dylan, hey.
But if you're already talking about the backup, in this case Shador, seeing the field at some point, then he should just already be seeing the field.
No, I disagree. I think this is I don't think Dylan is any under any delusions of grandeur that it's his starting job the rest of the way. I think Dylan, and I think likely the Browns, it's not week to week, but it's maybe quarter to quarter of like, hey, we're gonna go try and figure this out in real time. We're gonna see where it goes. There's no promises made. Like that's another thing that would concern me more than anything is if they had written it in stone in their minds, like, well, we got our starter for the rest of the way. It's like, well, no, that's something you kind of got to earn. You can't make promises in the NFL, especially when you're already on your backup.
Maybe Tommy just doesn't care what Dylan thinks about this type of stuff, and that might just be the reality as well. But Dylan's shown himself to be pretty sensitive in the time that he's been here. You know, even from the rookie photo with the watch up and him not wanting to do it, and then the two different reported shots, or at least perceived shots at Shador that he took throughout the media. Like, he seems pretty sensitive. If I'm Dylan, I'm not pleased that they're talking this way. It wouldn't make me happy.
I mean, I guess my thing to him would be, and I'd feel the same way about Shador as well. Okay, get over it. It's the NFL. Like part of the thing with Boog's tweet the other day where he quote tweeted our video, mm-hmm. and kind of said, he had been saying this for a while. It's like, yeah, it's the NFL, man. Like, it's not fair. It's not meant to be fair. Not going to be fair. Not going to feel fair. Like, I guarantee you, Dylan feels like none of this is fair. And I guarantee you, Shador feels like none of this is fair.
He's got a way more fair crack at it than Shador has.
I guarantee you, Kenny Pickett didn't think what happened in Cleveland was fair. Same thing with Joe Flacco.
I mean, I don't know that Dylan has any room to feel like it hasn't been fair, considering he was taken in the third round, and then he was given first round reps the entire stretch of the way, and he started in week five of the season.
I think his response would be that he has earned the starting job by what he's done since camp, and that he feels he is owed a considerable leash. You and I would disagree, but yeah, I guarantee you none of the four quarterbacks in this equation think this is fair.
The leash hasn't been taken off of him yet, though. That's the difference. Like, I think in his mind, he thinks he's the quarterback the rest of the way.
He feels entitled to that.
But that's also why I think he'd be hurt by these comments.
I can see what you're saying. I just think, every time we go to criticize the handling of this, and we have, and I will, I'm not acting like I haven't had strong reservations about how they're handling this, because it's rooted in a lack of trust. I don't trust them with quarterbacks. They've screwed it up in so many countless ways that when they tell me, I got a plan, we got a plan, don't worry about it, it's like, no. That's, you only get that if you are Sean McVay, if you are Kevin O'Connell, if every time it has been about to hit the fan.
Even O'Connell doesn't get that. Vikings fans are livid at him right now.
And I think they're dumb. I really think the
Vikings
reaction
fans are
in Minnesota.
Very, very mad right now. Yeah. They think they blew not only the entire season, they think they blew an opportunity to be in the playoffs for years to come.
I think they should go back and look at Kirk Cousins, at Sam Darnold, at there was not one other quarterback I'm forgetting.
Like, no, that's the problem. They are looking at Sam Darnold right now. They want Sam Darnold back in place.
Well, but I think my point is, I would trust Kevin O'Connell in that situation because I've seen it work out in multiple different ways. Kyle Shanahan got the single biggest pass I've ever seen a head coach get for bailing on a quarterback that he drafted top three overall.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Why? Because he hit it with Brock Purdy, and right now he's hitting it with Mac Jones. Like, I don't have those instances with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when it comes down to it, this is all built on a lack of trust. At the same time, the one piece that I think I've gotten wrong at points, I think we collectively get wrong, is None of this is traditional. None of this is how you're supposed to do it. All of this was built on a very shaky premise. So you're trying to build something sustainable, something successful on a foundation that in and of itself you looked and went, I don't know if that's going to hold. I don't know if any of those four building blocks are going to do a damn thing.
Well, that's why I feel like there's certain parts of the internet that's like, I read this article earlier today.
The dark web?
No. What do you mean, like the 4chan section?
I was thinking where they like know where the aliens are, that kind of thing.
Yeah, what part of the internet is that?
That's right next to the very excitable part.
I was trying to explain to Coach Riz that you say Devin Achan's name like 4chan.
Yeah.
Never heard of it, of course.
Yeah.
Not even close. Mm. That was quite
what
the exercise.
Sweet man.
Yeah, but it tracked for Coach Riz in such a nice, beautiful way.
He's just like, a football
guy. Of course you don't. Yeah, no, that's all it is. If football had a version of that, the dark web, the football dark web, there today, there was a whole article about how Stefanski's played this quarterback spot out perfectly. And it was like, huh?
Was that on 4chan?
I don't even remember what website it was. I was going through the headlines of different Browns articles and such, and it was like, wait, what? They've done this perfectly.
Was it written by Stevan Kostanski?
I got so insulted by it, I didn't even click into the article to even read it further, because I was like, no. But there are people that are going to leave this thinking, with the four quarterbacks that the Browns had and the different chances that were presented, that there's not much else he could have done. And I just say it looks more like you just keep just kind of guessing and throwing things at the wall than it does look like you have an actual plan the entire time.
They've got concepts of a plan. How much stock are you putting into Tommy Rees saying he's sure Shador will get opportunities moving forward? 216-474-0092. And the biggest gambling story in sports somehow obfuscated the biggest gambling story in Cleveland, and that leads off Quick Hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.